This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, so Who Sucks Less is coming up the first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
Oh, you piece. Just give me a second.
You've got mail.
It'll do it again, won't it?
It's usually once a day.
I thought I'll double dip.
Oh, let's just get into birthdays, guys. I want to wish my beautiful miracle of a child, Myla, a very happy 10th birthday. So, Mike, how about 10 sound bites of your choice? Oh. And Coach Ted telling her what it's going to be like being double digits. Love you to the moon, baby. That from Mom and Dad Jeff.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Oh, wow. 10 miles.
Oh, my God.
Please clap.
Well, you know what? Happy birthday. She's 10. I'm sure she enjoyed it as well, Mike.
Yeah.
10 years old. So I believe you're going into fifth grade. Fifth grade's pretty fun. Right in the heart of middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Get all that stuff down. Now, I will warn you. Some of the friends that are your friends right now, they're going to change a little bit, but that's okay. You're all changing. You're 10. And please, be nice to your parents for the next 8 years.
Guys, today's my son Kevin's 13th trip around the fiery ball of chaos. Kevin, thank you for keeping your mom and I on our toes with your quick wit, smarts, and providing me license to let our inner 12-year-old self come out again. Guys, let's send him around again with a fart. One fart.
One?
Turtle, due to time. Turtle sex and Mickey and Goofy talking about what he has to look forward to as a teenager. Rock on, bitches. Keep doing what you do. That from Sam.
One fart.
Well, gosh, you turn to 13 years old, so the truth is you can expect zits, acne, weird body odor, unfortunate erections, and an appreciation for R-rated movies.
Yeah, also, I don't know what's happened yet, but things will be different. Before you know it,
you'll be sounding like Mickey.
It's always weird when you have that phone call with your buddy and his voice changes. Like,
wait, who the hell is it?
Yeah, who is this?
It's me, man.
I don't remember it as much as I remember, like, and I felt bad as it happened to me. Then I would do it to my nephew all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Think it was either my sister-in-law or my niece. And then one day I called and just like, what's up, Uncle Ted? Mm-hmm. Like, damn.
Yeah. Dude, that, oh, yeah. When I was a kid, I just remember I answered the phone. And so landlines back then, during the summer, both of the parents are at work. Some kind of important call from my mother. So the guy says, hey, can you just take down the information? She needs to know this. No problem. Grabbed a pencil and paper. I take down all the details. The guy even asked me to read it back. I read it back to him. He's like, hey, perfect. And he goes, hey, listen, man, the next time I talk to your mom, I'm going to tell her what a wonderful daughter she's raising.
Oh, yep. Nice.
I'm a guy.
Oh, it crushed me. My mom's like, don't worry. But he thought I was a girl. She's like, it's okay.
And it'll crush every little boy. It still happened. I mean, it's a little easier now, I guess, maybe with cell phones.
You can see who
placed
the call.
But I felt awful when I did it to my nephew.
Guys, today's my partner Kelly's birthday. She was supposed to be starting an epic bike race from Olympia to Portland through the Gifford Pinchot National Forest called the Dark Divide 300.
Dark Divide.
Along the route, she would have had to defend herself from berry-eating bears, vicious grouse, and a stuck Prius or Tesla along a forest road on which they don't belong. Unfortunately, the Williams Mine Forest Fire has led to the race being canceled. I know she would love a couple of bong rips or maybe the Dirty Germans talking about how her 2.4-inch knobby neck tires would feel on the pavement. Yeah. I'll thank you guys. That from Andy.
Yeah, I also have something that is 2.4 inches and knobby. My nipples.
Yeah, it's a knobby Nick. That's what it's called, Spike.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you missed your bike race. Maybe you could ride the stationary bike and see your husband come in dressed as one of these animals.
Yeah, and what we would do is practice by playing your seat.
Boo, bitches. My now husband, Scott, takes his 41st trip around the sun today. We finally got to hitched in June. I couldn't be more excited and proud to spend the rest of my life with this man. Most caring, hardworking, and determined people I've ever met. How about the Dirty Germans talking about how he will be solely removing the transmission from his truck? And you guys talk all over each other about what it's like being in your 40s. Thanks so much, guys. We are huge fans. Rock on. That from Laura.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what your euphemism removing the transmission from the truck, but in Deutschland, we just simply call that pulling out.
Yeah, so you know what? So, you know, change the transmission yourself, but it sounds like by the end of the night, some of the fluid might end up on her.
Yeah.
I'll be in your 40s. Gentlemen, well, now I've done
it. He's making noises now.
I've got to hit the big 5-0. Got to admit that after 50 years, and what with being born 2 days before Nixon resigned, I think I'm deserving of a good bowl. So let's light it up with a big old bong hit. And the Dirty Germans telling me what I can expect for my 50th year on this dirt clawed flying through space liquor and horse from Dennis.
Yeah, now that you are 50 years old, I believe one of the things you can expect are unexpected aches and pains for no reason and actually getting a cramp while having sex.
Yeah, also you can talk down to those other people. Usually I say, I'm a man, I'm over 50. It's your dumbass.
Guys, it's my mother's big 5-0. Could you get, let's see here, a big guy.
How do you know? What are you, 48?
A fish sandwich quartet and Coach Ted telling him what to do before the grandparents come to town. Thanks, guys, and happy birthday, Mom. Thank you for literally everything you do for all of us.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I don't know. Coach might have to be serious on this one. First of all, it's your 50th birthday. You probably deserve 5-0s. second of all, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
5-0s.
IKEA. All right, if your kids are saying you need advice before the grandparents, I'm assuming your parents get into town, I will tell you this, your family, you love them. Remember to take deep breaths. Maybe build in some breaks between that, and then let them take the grandkids out for dinner, and you sit at home. I don't know. Prepare yourself. Batten down the hatches. And remember, you love them.
Love. But y'all, I want to wish my hubby Troy a very happy 62nd birthday. 19 more days until he officially retires, unless he plays hooky again. So how about a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about retirement and getting those senior discounts? Thanks, guys. Love your show. That from his wife, Renee.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Yeah, the beauty of the senior discounts, you can now ask your wife for the 68th position, like George Carlin said. You do me, I'll do you later.
Yeah, sounds like you're that close to retirement. So enjoy the first, 6 months and make sure she gets out of the house.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It's up to us, though, to determine out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, all three of these stories involve assault, but somehow you're just not going to care. And some of these stories you might remember from other segments we've done on the show, like this one, you might remember from Profile This, but they say, after responding to a reported domestic battery in St. Petersburg, cops gave this account of the alleged incident. Quote, the defendant threw a diaper at the victim, striking him in the center of his torso. The diaper contained urine, and I like how they say, other feces. There's only really one kind of feces, unless it was someone else's turds in this man's diaper. Anyway, investigators say that the confrontation began when Damian Caston, 18 years old, began arguing with his brother about an ongoing domestic issue. Cops reported that Caston is paralyzed, but ambulatory by using his upper body. After Caston damaged the walls inside of the home, he allegedly became aggressive toward his sibling and a witness and attempted to throw all these items at them. Now, at that point, Caston's brother and the witness, they lifted and carried the defendant outside, as they say, for the safety of all, and then they called 911. Caston then removed his soiled diaper and threw it at his brother, striking him in the chest. The cops add remnants of the diaper were seen on the front porch and on the stomach of the victim. In other words, turds. No weapons were seized by police. Charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, Caston was booked into the county jail. He was eventually released the next day and is on recognizance, but his judge has ordered him to have no contact with his brother and granted the accused man a one-time visit to his home in the presence of police to retrieve his personal belongings. All right, his brother's getting an argument. He has an adult diaper, rips it off, hits his brother with it.
Take that.
Now we have, we stay in Florida. So they say, angry about the amount of water that her 72-year-old neighbor was using to clean his motorcycle, an 80-year-old Florida woman spit on the man and then yanked his beard. Investigators say that Sandra Rogers, she was in her apartment when she spotted one John Ferrone scrubbing his wheels. Rogers lives in the ironically named Peaceful Lane in the 55 and over Palm Lake Village community right outside of Tampa. Well, Rogers walked over to Ferrone's nearby residence and engaged in a verbal argument regarding his water usage. Rogers used her black flip phone to take photos of the wet spots on the roadway so that she could, quote-unquote, report the victim to the complex management. No one is sure who the victim is, but that's what she said. Anyway, during the squabble, the 5'3" Rogers spit on Ferrone, then used her right hand and pulled on the victim's beard. Now, a neighbor who witnessed the confrontation told cops that Rogers was the primary aggressor. Now, Rogers, she was arrested and charged with third-degree felony because it's battery over someone over the age of 65. But it doesn't matter your age. Even if you hit someone your own age and you're 80 or whatever, you still get the same charge. So she spent a day in jail before she was free on $100 bond. A judge ordered her to have no contact with Ferrone.
Okay.
And then finally, you might remember this one. We have an ex-con. He's been convicted of attacking his girlfriend with a pink dildo. After she derided him as a, quote, limp D in need of Viagra, 38-year-old Stephen Nurden, he pleaded no contest to domestic battery, and it stemmed from the violent confrontation earlier this year in the Florida residence that he shared with the 37-year-old victim. He was adjudicated guilty by a county court judge and sentenced to 8 months in jail. He's also fined about $920 and ordered to have no contact with the victim. But according to a police report, the victim told cops that she was arguing with Nurden about the relationship when she declared that he needed an erectile dysfunction medication to address his sexual shortcomings. Nurden, she said, became irate and retrieved the sex toy from the bedroom shelf and shoved it into her mouth. He also punched her in the eye. But questioned by cops, Nurden claims not to recall wielding the dildo. I feel like if you did throw a dildo, you definitely remember that. So those are your stories.
If you're a dude and you grip up on one of those, you know it.
Yes, you're going to remember that. So again, we have, we have the guy who threw the diaper at his brother, complete with feces and urine. We have Sandra Rogers, the 80-year-old woman who spit on and tugged the beard of a 70-year-old neighbor because of his water usage. And then finally, the ex-con who assaulted his girl with a pink dildo because he's got a softie.
I'm trying to determine what would be worse to be hit with. Someone else's spit or a dirty soiled diaper?
I would accept the diaper over the spit. The diaper.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Because the material of the diaper, I want on me the least. But spitting on someone to me is, even though it doesn't cause you any damage, the level of disrespect in my mind. Like, I'd rather take a punch to the face than be spit.
Well, she's also an 80-year-old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like.
But still.
She can't.
Well, the dude's 72. It's not like he's 27.
Obviously, this 18-year-old kid, he's obviously wheelchair bound. They picked him up and took him outside. So if you're wondering why he was in an adult I'm assuming, just by the way life works, his brother at some point in time has had to care for his younger brother and address some of these issues anyway, as far as dealing with whatever he had to do from a, bathroom to showering type standpoint, right?
So I'm going to say that one sucks the least because these are two brothers. Yes, he did get hit in the chest with a diaper. But either way, it's just two brothers doing what brothers do. It is Florida. It's a weird sounding story. But I think out of all those, that's the one that I would pick to be involved in.
Yes, I guess.
I think I'm going with the old lady. It is massively disrespectful to spit on somebody. But also, like, they're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe the other one.
All these stories are in Florida.
So, like, hey, man, it's summertime. Maybe that dude was using too much water. And also, Florida. If I was that guy, I would have just sprayed her with the hose.
Well, keep in mind, she also tugged down his beard.
Yeah.
I mean, she spit on him, but then, you know, grabbed his beard. And I'm just picturing a biker in Florida probably had a lot of beard to grab.
Yeah. I'm also picturing, like, he's in an MC, so, like, maybe she got off easy.
Okay, sort of.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, that just seems funny, watching an 80-year-old lady tug on a 70-year-old dude's beard and then spit on him. Like, look at these. Look at this.
Hawk Tua. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Okay, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Win your share of $100,000 on the Odyssey app. Just download that Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. Sign in. Listen for 1 hour. Your chance to win some of that cash. All right, Dakota, minutes. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way of 550. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Apparently, a new form of relationship known as polyamory is on the rise.
I'm glad you noticed say that.
Oh, yeah? Did you see it?
No, I saw the headline, tried to say it three times, and I stopped.
Well, it's a contraction of tolerance and polyamory.
Polyamory.
Right, and that's exactly what it is. You guys know what polyamory is. Basically, you can just get after anybody that floats your boat. Polyamory is you're in a relationship with somebody who then tolerates that you are just getting your jollies off with whoever it is that you need.
Isn't that what polyamory would be? I mean,
I think if you are polyamorous, I think you are with, you know, you're in a relationship with your wife and you don't go off with anybody other than your wife, but then your wife's like, I actually like these people over here, so.
And I go, cool.
Right.
All right.
Now, you don't go fooling around. Just sit at home and wait.
Polyamorous. Sorry, I missed that.
So one person stays true to the other person.
Well, that's every guy's fantasy when they hear about swingers.
Of course.
They're like, oh, that must be awesome. Like, so you're cool if I have sex with your wife? They're like, well, no.
No, man.
Right. Like, that's the tricky part. Right?
Exactly.
Polyamorous, huh?
Polyamorous. When you're tolerant of your partner's polyamorous tendencies.
Yeah.
But again, I think that you are still dedicated to them. Like, you're not doing any of the running around. I think they are, and you're just fine with
it. You're tolerant of it. Okay.
Ha! Huh. I didn't know that had a name. I thought we just called it an agreement.
Right?
Called it the dream.
Like, but everything needs a name now, Ted.
What's that?
But everything needs a name now.
Yeah, you're right. What if she's only messing around with other chicks?
Cool.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
You still only get the one, dude.
All right, whatever.
We should both go mess around with other chicks.
Exactly. Two-way street, huh?
I'll bring you some, you bring me some.
Well, you can mess around with other guys. Like, yeah, well, I'm not.
No. I'm good.
Not the same.
I got enough dude in my sex life already. We're fine. I'm good with me. A new study found 20% of pets are suffering anxiety due to their owner's farts.
Oh.
That is home.
How bad are your farts that they stress your pet out?
Right.
These are animals that lick their own butt.
Correct.
But when you do it, like, oh, man.
God, that guy stinks.
I think it's just that it comes out of nowhere. I think it just throws them off enough
Well, they can't figure it. Come on.
Yeah.
I feel like every animal that farts knows what a fart is. And you know who did. I mean, my dog plays stupid. You know, she'll be asleep. Fart wakes her up. And then she looks at me like I did it. Not his point. Like, no, that was you.
That was you. That is the one that drives me up a wall.
Whoa, what happened?
I don't know. What was that sound?
Like, it came out of you.
You know what you did.
But I fathom you're a dog, but you're not dumb.
But you know that you farted.
Your dog ever leave after they do? Because they just can't stand the stink?
There's one, like, all of us did. So she was dead asleep on the sofa. We're watching something, man. It's probably like a year ago. And it was just a little... And within 5 seconds, it's like, oh, my God. So we paused whatever we're watching. Everyone got him, and even the dog left. Oh. Yeah, just climbed into her crate. Like, you did that.
Ew.
But haven't you done that to yourself?
Oh.
I have farted myself out of bed, like, you know, at 7:15.
100%.
Dude, I could get up. I don't feel like getting up. And then you fart, and I'm like, I am going to get out of bed because I don't want to be a part of this. This is...
I'm going
to
say, you've laid some rank ones down in here we haven't left.
Well, because we can't just shut down the show.
We can't.
Right.
I mean, we could.
We hear the bitterness in Ted's voice.
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
They've gotten better over the years because you don't drink the giant... Starbucks every day.
Not every day. Not every
there
day.
Was some periods where it was tough.
Tomorrow is Thursday, though.
That's guaranteed. Yeah.
That's guaranteed. Day.
I always start big dummy. Yeah, one of those
thrill,
big
I'm with you. Especially after a strong, you know, NFL Sunday, beers, all kinds of food. Like, there's definitely some Monday mornings where I fart. It's like, oh, we got to get up now.
I've had a bad fart. It's the middle of the night. You know, my wife's asleep, and I'm like, I'm going to quietly lift the cover and slide my ass out to the side. Because if I do this under the blanket that we're both under, she's going to wake up and she's going to divorce me.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
It is that bad.
I used to have the window next to my bed. Now it's in front. Now it's at the foot of the bed, so I can't do that.
Then it'll backfire and just kind of blow it back in. You know, like, oh, my bad.
Sorry, baby.
The only time I will say this one frustrated me, right? Because I try to be respectful, right?
Sure.
So, like, I'll get up. I'll go to the bathroom. Even if it's just a fart sometimes. I had one girl where I'm breaking up. She goes, Dan, you farted on me while you were sleeping. I was sleeping. Right. What do you want me to do?
I can't do it.
That's what you're mad about.
Yeah. All right. Oh, your dog sucks. I don't mean that. I miss him.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
Wonder how he is.
Oh, no. Is he alive?
He is alive.
All right, good. Good, good.
Yeah. I couldn't get over that. She's like, yeah, and you farted on me in your sleep. Like, okay.
That's where we're at. Huh?
Like, unconscious.
Right, like, look, we could just break up. We don't have to be this petty. Right. And also, what did you want me to do?
Exactly. Right. Sorry.
You should have told her I wasn't asleep, bitch. How did you not take that up?
I was awake, mofo.
You just stink in general.
Yeah.
Oh, there's new research into a handful of herbal supplements and how they could lead to liver damage.
Oh, good.
I've heard that.
Yep. They're not FDA approved. Most of them.
Oh,
correct.
So they're not, yeah, I mean, you don't know what you're getting from where. It could be a number of things. Yes, sure. It might contain some of that, but yeah, I mean, take it your own risk on that stuff.
Right. It is how it is. It is National Happiness Happens Day. I don't know if you guys have noticed my cheerful and just overall bubbly demeanor today.
You've been there all day, bro.
I have.
I know. It's amazing.
Just ear to ear over here.
Ear to ear. You're so proud of the morning and all the regular, not dumb people you dealt with.
That's right. Yeah. But you know what? If you're not like me and you're having some problems, I do have some help for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Simple things you can do today that will make you happier. Backed by science. You know what makes me happy? Whiskey.
Being alone.
My dog. And cigarettes. You know what I quit 5 weeks ago? Cigarettes. And gee whiz, boy, howdy, I look forward to every day without a delicious nicotine break. So much more. All my friends say there's something different about you. We just can't place it. But whatever it is, just keep doing it. It's called uncontainable rage.
So these are simple things that you can do today.
Yeah, but it looks good on you.
He does still go downstairs and just get some fresh air, but he also looks sad down there.
It's not a bad call. It's nice to just stretch your legs.
Absolutely.
But you know how he is. I got here at 9 o'clock this morning, right? Because I had a meeting and all this kind of thing. So I'm here a little earlier than normal. And he comes strolling outside. Now, I'm puffing away. He's not. But he's just like, I came down here because if I didn't get out of that studio, I was going to put a dagger through the heart of someone.
Yeah,
like,
he's going through it.
Yeah, I almost wanted to be like, bro, I don't want to be this guy. Just take a puff.
Right, have a cigarette, buddy.
And then cue the Disney music, you know what I mean?
Wow, I never thought of it that way. Simple things that you can do today that will make
honestly,
you happy.
Just take a drag. Puff on a dart already.
Oh, no.
Everybody in the kingdom's worried. Try them unfiltered. Have you heard of mushroom therapy?
I prefer the Camel Crushes. I like the little pop there.
Turn them into menthols.
We can't say the word because we can't possibly advocate smoking.
Now.
Simple things that you can do today that'll make you happier. These are all going to shock you, by the way. They're going to blow your mind. Practice gratitude to increase both happiness and life satisfaction.
Practice gratitude. How about practice just have gratitude? You got to practice it. You don't have it.
There's a lot of ways to practice gratitude. From
keeping
a journal of things that you're grateful for, sharing three good things that happen each day with a friend or your partner.
I farted in the elevator and saw an ugly woman get on later.
Going out of your way to show gratitude when others help you. You ever met that person that makes a little bit too big of a deal over nothing?
Yeah.
You hold the door
open. They work in this building.
You hold the door open, then they stop and turn around like, thank you.
There's a person we know.
We know that person.
Just everything is, it's so exaggerated. I believe he's a serial killer. I do. Seriously, man. If they said, hey, man, do you know this guy ended up killing 8 people? I'd be like, and not at once, you know, over a period of 3 years, 2 of them. I'd be like, yeah, man, I see that.
Slowly. Hey. Slowly. Right. I sometimes screw up. Like a giant dude the other day held the door open for me. I guess I was just intimidated in my subconscious or whatever. And I was like, oh, hey, thanks.
But that's enthusiasm.
Like, I was, like, shocked. Like, I didn't think a big, giant dude like you would actually
I didn't think a
pleasant.
Big black man would hold the door for me. Thank you, big black man. You
nice.
All right.
What team do you play for?
Oh,
seriously,
man.
Seriously, that came out of my mouth. I'm like, why did I say it like that?
Wow.
Wow. Oh, hey.
He's probably telling his friend, I met this little squeaky white boy. It was...
I never said he was black. Jesus. You'd give me in trouble.
I like how we just assume it's a black dude.
He had the look of somebody that might ride on 2 wheels. All right.
A brother on a motorcycle. Oh, I feel you.
Oh, they're not allowed to ride motorcycles.
Damn, Ted.
Oh, come on.
We're not using this for the promo.
No, we are not. No, we are not. We keep those out. Okay. Oh, meditate. These are things that you can do today that'll make you happier by science. Meditating.
Yeah. Well, in the gratitude thing, it's harder. Like, most people should say please and thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody in this room is very good at it. But it's hard to, sometimes you got to practice too, like, just simple things I should be thankful for it in a day.
I think that's a big thing. Like, what are you actually thinking?
It's easy to bitch.
It is, man.
Yeah.
It is just so easy to bitch.
It really is. Whew, they say plan a trip, even if you don't need to take it.
You do then. If planning takes time. By the time the 3 months gets here, 6 months gets here, you'll be ready for it.
Right.
You have something to look forward to the entire
That's
time.
That's the best feeling,
well,
man.
And I feel like that study comes out every year is, you know, when you get into the blues of the new year, you know, after all the holidays are done and you're past the allure and the prestige of the new year, put something on the calendar.
Yeah. I mean, look, every kid in school knows, you know, when it's April, May, like, they're almost going to cross that finish line. And they're going to have the summer off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing being an adult.
Oh, no, yeah.
You're going to get a week off or a few days off, whatever the deal is. But, you know, you're going to do something and you're going to enjoy yourself and all the work that you do. You're going to give yourself, you're going to pay yourself back a little
bit. It's like me going to Delaware.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Exactly.
I would also say I made some mistakes in my 20s. Like, you got to take real vacations, too.
I spent a lot of money and time going to other people's weddings, which I like those people, but
I wish I'd
taken more time to take an actual vacation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Vacation. French vacation goes to France. Maybe you'll think about going to France. Oui, oui.
Hey, dude, you coming down here in Louisiana?
On vacation.
You sound like a Southern Baptist minister.
Now, I'll be back next Sunday. In the meantime, I'm going to take a vacation.
Oh. You show up on his motorcycle?
Go side.
They say practice smiling.
Damn. I mean, really?
I can't do it.
Not in the mirror.
Is this work? What am I, the Joker?
Practice smiling.
I can't do it.
Jesus.
Woo! I'm really bad at this.
I swear I'm happy.
It's Ray Liotta problem. Right?
I swear to God I'm smiling. It just looks like I'm growling.
I don't miss cigarettes.
Not at all.
He quit and died. Jason.
Simple things that you can do today that'll make you happier. This is backed by science. Get outside somewhere green.
Well, sure. That's like my goal every weekend, man.
Is masturbate on this list?
It should be.
Hey, man, will you hang some more trees up in this beer garden? Yeah. It's supposed to be outside. It's supposed to be green, too.
I'm depressed AF, man. We need trees. Spend some time with friends and family. Sorry, for some, that does not make them happy.
I'd say friends.
You know, depends on the family.
Yeah. Depends on the moment or which family members, you know.
This is backed by science. Move closer to work or work from home.
I don't think you need to move closer to work. I mean, yeah, there's the convenience of getting there.
Yes.
But the flip side is sometimes it's nice to have a little distance.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, too, right? Because we know a bunch of people that live really far, to me, away from Seattle. But also, they have houses they can afford and land.
Exactly.
Right. And also, it depends if you're on call.
Yeah.
Like, if you have one of those, I'm on call, move 100 miles away to be worth the commute. Yeah. They will call everyone else first.
Sleep more comes in at number two.
Absolutely.
Which, if I could sleep, I would. And then the number one thing that you can do.
Having nightmares, Mike?
Just a few. The number one thing that you can do today that'll make you happier, backed by science, no surprise. What do you guys think? The number one thing that you can do to make yourself happier.
Masturbate, laugh.
Go for a walk.
Exercise.
That's a form of exercise.
Work your ass out. A man in Massachusetts is offering a reward for the return of his wallet, but you'll be shocked at who stole it, Miles.
Who stole his wallet?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, we've made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.